This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like knowing how long that road was going to be, how tough it was going to be. That first game in Chicago, everything felt pretty, natural, and there was a smooth transition of what our team looked like post-trade, and that was a great feeling. And then we just kind of kept that rolling. I forget what our record was at a certain point when both me and Jimmy, or when Jimmy played and when we had our quote-unquote full team. But, winning produces more confidence and more energy, and we've been riding that wave for the last 2 months, even when we've had some slip-ups. Like the San Antonio game, the Houston game, like nobody panicked. We knew we didn't play our best, but nobody was panicking or feeling like we didn't have what it takes to, it sounds crazy to be a 7-seed, but that seemed like a long way away 2 months ago.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And as always, on Warriors Wednesdays, it's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. You're going to want to visit them. Start getting all those different appliances ready for the kitchen, for whatever, because we got some game days coming up here in the playoffs, starting Sunday night, Easter. I don't know what you're doing. Is it leftovers for Easter? You're getting a whole new meal? I don't know what you're doing, but you're going to be having your TV up. You're going to have your smartphone out. You're going to have your tablet, whatever you're doing. You're going to be locked in.
What are we talking about? That's not a big screen, doggy.
No, well, first off, you have the Odyssey app on. That goes without saying.
Yeah,
and we're locked into Tim Roy on the call.
Yeah, and it's the big screen.
And it's on the big screen.
We're going the 85-inch.
All right. Well, there's nothing even else on Sunday. Like the Giants play Sunday Night Baseball.
Righteous Gemstones, all of us. They're all going to get released at 6 o'clock Eastern.
I'm more into Andor Season 2 on Disney Plus, whenever that comes out. I think that's
a couple
days.
But it's going to be big screen, dude.
Okay. All right. What are you rocking with? 75-inch?
No, I got 85.
85?
Yeah.
Okay.
Built-in, cabinets and everything.
Wow, look
Shout
at you.
Sean Sullivan.
Oh, Sean
Sullivan.
You've
been to the house?
Oh, yeah, I have been. Yeah, that was fun. I brought the little guy and the little girl. That was fun. Yeah,
that's the room that I get relegated to during, these times when there's big games, and it's the, stop yelling. The dogs are scared of you.
Still? They haven't adjusted?
Oh, my God. The little dog goes under the couch while I'm yelling at the TV.
Oh, my God. They're not built for playoff basketball.
And
man,
then I cranked up the noise machine for LJ, the white noise machine.
White noise, yeah.
Cranked it up to the loudest it possibly
you have
could
to,
be.
To fade it
Even
out.
He started crying when Pods got subbed back in
four minutes
ago.
Lay off Pods. He's been great, all right? Lay off Steve Kerr.
LJ and I both, man.
Listen.
Look.
They
I'm just
won.
Saying Moody should have stayed in that game. That's
sure.
all I'm saying.
And you know what? There's going to be some... Hey, what?
Just because they won doesn't mean we don't have notes.
This is what I'm going to say right now. The guy has lost one series in the Western Conference in his career. One series. I get it. He was 0-3 in playing games prior to yesterday. We're not talking about that. But we're in a series now, all right? He has lost one time in the Western Conference during a series. Put some respect on Steve Kerr. Right, Draymond?
But Jimmy's different, playoff Jimmy. We just spoke about him. But we also have a coach that make the game
Thank you.
Beautiful. The system that, he's implemented here over the last 10 years was unlike one we had ever seen before in this league. You know, it was kind of a mixture of some greats that he played for, watched for years, and his own twist. And so I think, it's definitely not just one person. But we're not going to fool ourselves and act like it's the same without that one person either. You know, he's a driving force to it for sure.
Draymond Green celebrating his head coach. Again, big win for Steve Kerr. And he's going to need some of these guys. Again, I'm not saying it's not nothing. You know, the adjustments, the role players, all of that. There needs to be a fix, but I trust him in a given series over damn near any other head coach in the league right now. He has earned that sort of respect. The guy's got 4 rings. So let's all take a deep breath when it comes to Steve Kerr. Who else would you rather have in the Western Conference? Do you want Ime Udoka over him? Do you want J.J. Redick over him? Do you want Dagnall? I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name in Oklahoma City. You want him? You want the interim coach for the Denver Nuggets? No. You want Steve Kerr. The only other guy that's won a championship that's in the Western Conference is Ty Lue, who's a pretty damn good head coach, too, in his own right.
He's an all-timer. That doesn't mean he can't be, critiqued and analyzed.
But also, they won the game. So, like, he did something right.
Yeah, but that also doesn't cover up things that maybe made that game a little more difficult than it needed to be. Execution is execution.
Can't play the game, too, though. Like, he can't tell the players to be more aggressive and just shoot. Like, he can, and they were early on. I think they got the message. But given the game, like, he can't shoot the balls for these
guys.
What
is he in control of?
He's in control of the substitutions, exactly. The minutes, from the timeouts. He's
combinations.
Yes.
Great example last night of me losing my mind.
But Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry are taking the last shots always for
no
me.
Doubt,
as far
no
as I'm
doubt.
Look, they are taking the shots.
At the end of the day, it's going to come down to the players on the floor, right? That I don't disagree with. But what are those combinations? That does matter. And there's a specific example where second quarter, they went a minute and a half, 2 minutes too long with the Gee and TJD line. The Gee and Looney lineup. It was stagnant and it was losing air and we could all see it coming and he needed to either call a timeout or he needed to move on from it, okay? And he didn't. And then later on, with like 6 minutes to go, in one of the, 7 or 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, he comes out of a timeout with the same lineup that was really stagnant, 4 possessions in a row. That was that Gee Looney lineup again, all right? And I'm saying to myself, like, immediately as they break the huddle and they go out onto the floor, he tells GP2 and Quinn Post get up off the bench, and then 4 or 5 possessions goes by before they can sub into the game. Why didn't you re-enter out of that timeout with that lineup? Like, that can be critiqued. When it comes down to a possession here, a possession there, like, these things do all matter.
It does.
I think he has a lot of strengths. One of his weaknesses is the feel of the game with some of the combinations and the stubbornness with going back to certain guys. Looney didn't have it last night. We know Looney's important. We know Looney has a place. I thought he went with him too long and too many times yesterday.
I do think there is a uniqueness with a play-in game over a playoff series that we hyper-scrutinize, rightfully so. It's, so for some, if it's a 9-10, it's a do-or-die situation. This wasn't that, but it felt like it, obviously. He used the word desperation. They were desperate, and he coached desperate at times, and he was going with the players that he felt gave them an opportunity to win. It didn't happen yesterday. Pods, say what you will about him. He's been pretty damn good the last few games. He was really good against the Clippers. He didn't have it yesterday. He absolutely did not have it yesterday. Quentin Post did have it. I understand. You want to see more of him. But there is this, slight apprehension. We've seen this from Steve Kerr when it comes to some of the young guys. And this is going to be a learning curve for him, too. Because now more than ever, he's going to have to lean on a lot of young players, Joe. Like, more so than he's ever had to do in another deep run in the playoffs. He's going to have to lean on Quentin Post. He's a rookie. That's tough to, like,
when Dre got his
fifth sounds out, easy to just throw the rookie in there. Hey, he's hot. He's going. Hey, he can make some mistakes, though, too. Like, I hear where you're going, but also he's going to lean on the veterans more often than not. He's going to. He just is.
Yeah, but, like,
I'm telling you that's why.
It also goes both ways. Like, I'll give him credit on this one. Like, he went to Post in the first half, and he was spectacular.
Yeah.
I thought he went too long with not going back to him in the third quarter, which is fine.
Yeah.
We can disagree on that. And then late in the game, he deserves a ton of credit. Because when Dre picked up his fifth foul, you know who came in for him? Quinn Post.
Yeah.
And I love that. I absolutely love that in that particular moment because I thought they needed a little more offense as opposed to defense. And so, like, there's give and take with this, but this is part of these tough basketball games, these playoff games. They come down to one or two substitutions, plays, specific sets. Great example is another one. when Steph's off the floor to end these quarters, they've had now about a week of, wow, we have a run where we're up 12, we're up 14, and we're cooking. We get to about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left in a quarter, and we kind of stall out in the non-Steph minutes. We have got to run a specific set. Jimmy can't just hold the ball with a bunch of non-shooting lineups and expect him to create, you know, mayonnaise out of just salt. We've got to figure something out here. Run a set. Yeah, that does fall on the head coach.
And well, to your point, Steve Kerr's really good at doing that too. So whether it's out of a timeout, whatever, his play calling ability is top notch. One of the best, if not the best, in the league for sure. Before we hit this break, let's go to Ray in San Rafael, who's been hanging on tight. What's going on, Ray? Big win last night. How are we feeling, man?
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. You know, you got your superstars delivering. I don't know if you can consistently deliver 75 a night. So you got to look at that core of supporting cast. And I think what we're going to see going into the Houston series is you're going to see Steve Kerr shine. And it's going to be up to him on how he balances who's hot, who's not, mm-hmm. and how to get people in and out. And I think you guys brought up a good point. I think Quentin Post is going to be that guy. He's got that fight. He has that sort of playoff fight. I think Pods and Kuminga, they're young, untested under playoff pressure. So that would be interesting to see. But I think Quentin Post has that fight. And I think that's what Steve is starting to recognize. One thing I'll also add is, I like Houston. I like Houston's coach. He's played us again. He's played us before in the playoffs. He's got a different team. Sengun looks like a franchise guy, but in the end, I think we have an advantage. They're not happy to play us. I'm not happy to see Fred VanVleet. He just brings back other memories, I guess. But ultimately, I was thinking about this. What do you guys think about Steph and his gold medal run and his stamina through these next couple of playoffs?
I think that they needed these four days more than a person wandering the desert needs water. Like,
right.
That's how bad it was. They're not getting past Houston unless one of these guys starts to shoot better. Pods, Buddy, Moody.
One of them.
Or I'll even throw Dre in there. And what I mean by that is, like, he doesn't have to be like spectacular. It's just good enough. They need one or more of these guys to have a game or two or have a stretch where they're shooting better. They cannot do it on just Steph and Jimmy. They're going to need more guys to step up.
And could one of those guys be potentially Jonathan Kuminga, who was a DNP the last two games? That's going to be a big question mark heading into this series, is the status of Jonathan Kuminga within his own team. I don't know. You know, we heard that whole spiel from Draymond talking about the camaraderie with Quentin Post, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, TDD, giving up his seat so Quentin Post can sit. I don't know why they don't have any more chairs, but that's another conversation for another day. But with Jonathan Kuminga, like, where's he at mentally heading into this when Draymond says they're going to need him? Steph has said they're going to need him. Jimmy Butler has said they're going to need him. Steve Kerr, to his credit, he has said we're going to need Jonathan at some point here. Is it going to be Sunday? Like, again, you're going to have all this rest, so I'm assuming all these guys, Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, are all going to be good to go if they need to play 40-plus minutes each. But I would like to have a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, who is young, who I know could go 48 minutes. He's not going to play that many, but just the wear and tear of these older guys is something that's going to be the deciding factor, I truly believe, to whether this team can win it all or not, is the health and the stamina of Jimmy Buckets, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green. I know you're saying one of those other guys have to step up, whether it's Moody, Pods, Post, Heald, someone.
Just hit some buckets.
Absolutely. But it's ultimately going to come down to the health of those three for me. We're up against it. We're going to break. Come back on the other side. More of your calls, more of your texts. Put a bow on this conversation. And maybe for a couple minutes, talk about what took place yesterday on 95.7 The Game within the hosts at this station. We got IQ talk. We're not talking basketball IQ. We're talking about human IQ.
Oh, no.
We'll talk about it on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Alpine, Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Sorry. Well, sorry about what?
Well, Steiny and Goo and Evan, they were all chopping it up. And
we're talking about Guru's IQ?
Well, I brought it up to him.
What did he say?
Yeah, well, he said that someone texted in and was like, 143 IQ? You sure that wasn't your cholesterol?
Oh, my God. You know what's sad? I don't even know if that's a good cholesterol level or not.
I have no idea.
I would be horrible. See, I'd be so bad at getting... See, thank you.
Not. Thank you, Sam.
I haven't been...
Let him cook.
Yeah, I need to go back to, like, the actual doctor and get, like, a physical soon because I haven't been in a minute. Just like you haven't been to the dentist, you haven't been to, like, a doctor, like, just to get, like, a checkup in quite some time.
Now
it's not good.
Now my dentist, Dr. Baker, he's actually texting me personal text messages like, hey, pray for our warriors. That's what he did the other day.
It's like, pray for the gums, the gingivitis, right? You gotta have that mouthwash. You big mouthwash guy, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that good?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Always. Real quick.
It's all about the fluoride.
What is going on
here? Joke. There's a joke in there.
No, they still use the fluoride at the teeth cleaning. Yeah, Benny loves it.
Depends who you talk to on fluoride.
Well, yeah, right. Well, it's gross that they have like chocolate-flavored fluoride now, which sounds disgusting, but I guess kids like it. I was like, that sounds awful.
Screw that.
I have an unpopular opinion.
I'm out on that.
I can have a piece of dark chocolate at 4 in the morning when I wake up. One little piece.
I don't think that's a hot take. No, sweet's fine. It's when you're having flaming hot Cheetos at 4:30 in the morning.
Stop.
Like I did. That's when you're unhinged.
7 a.m. Doritos.
Hey, why do you guys make it? It was 6 a.m. Get it right. It was right before the show started. It was Cool Ranch. There's nothing wrong with having Doritos at 6 in the morning, people. Okay? Get off my back. Just like getting off Guru's back.
Now, I had a... Is it estimated eyes, bad hungry?
I have no idea, dude.
On the chat, you know, our place, our friends, Somebody said, Guru, your coworkers probably think your IQ is low.
I can't speak to that.
I took an IQ test on it. I got a 143. So I'll just leave that there. 140. Why are you laughing?
No, you didn't.
Why would I come up with 140?
That's like Mensa.
I got a 143.
That's like you're a genius. All right. Well, that's like you're Stephen Hawking.
Okay. Dude, 143.
Out of what?
They just told me 143. I love you.
Who's that?
When did you take it?
About 6 years ago.
Why?
I wanted to see where I was at.
Evan, I don't know what to make of this one.
That was yesterday.
He said he's
143. Where did he take said IQ test? I didn't even know that
Kaiser.
They do. What?
He said he took it at Kaiser.
Like the hospital?
Yeah.
Do they do that?
They have a little room in the back. You go sit down. You open the booklet.
There's no chance. I've been to hospitals.
I love how he went from like 4, 5, 6 years big, ago. Man. They can put that thing anywhere.
Is it right next to the emergency room? Like this guy's like arms hanging off. And I can also take like IQ tests over there. That's no chance. 143. I'm looking at it right now. Very gifted or highly advanced. Like 143 is genius level.
Guru's pretty gifted.
It's reserved for me. No, he is gifted. He is advanced in certain things. Definitely the sports take and his passion. Never going to question the passion of Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Passion shows up in IQ a lot.
Yeah, wow. You know what, Goo? I'll choose to believe you. How about that? I choose to believe you on this. I got your back. All right? Shasky might laugh. Steiny might laugh. Willard and Dibs might laugh. I believe you.
I believe him.
Like X-Files.
All right. I want to get back into the game. Now I want to know, who do you think has the highest IQ at the station of the on-air hosts?
Oh. Well, there's hosts that I know.
I
know. Well, there's hosts that think they're smarter than
us.
There's hosts that think they're smarter than us.
I'm going Joe Spadoni as the highest IQ.
I'm not very smart. I'm not. I was not a very good
student. I didn't say you were very smart. You were going highest IQ.
Oh, wow. That's a shot. Wow. Everyone
that's a
else
six-way
right
shot right there.
Wow. Sneakily, I might go Steiny. But clearly it's Guru if he's 143. I don't think any of us are touching that. So. There's that. Well, are we going Grandy or Evan out of there too? They're on air hosts too. Dan Devone sneakily. Devone might be up there. I'm not sleeping on Danny Devone.
Yeah, but when you have TV voice, I'm not sure if I could take that 100%. You
need he's got that WWE
like,
voice too.
I need a teleprompter to be able to speak. No, I love Dan. He knows that, but he talks. When you talk like this on and off air.
Who do you think on the Warriors?
Was it Charlie?
Charlie Walters. Who do you think currently on the Warriors has the highest IQ on the team? Like, I'm not talking basketball IQ because I think it's Jimmy or Draymond. Who do you think is the smartest person out there?
I don't even know.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting like a Facebook phone call right now on my phone. I didn't even know that was a thing.
That is very odd, but it's what it says, too, is even funnier. I'm not going to show that on the screen.
I am so sorry.
I do think it's Jimmy Butler, by the way. Like, something about like him makes me feel like he is, like, has an IQ of 143. He might actually.
Here's what I would say to you about when it comes to intelligence, whatever. If you have to explain to someone how intelligent you are, you're probably not. And here, I would like to be
I'm
the
dumb.
Good blend.
I will say that I'm an idiot.
Well, so. I don't care about being the highest IQ or book smart person. What I care about is a blend of good common sense, well-liked, and, you know, smart enough. That's it. Smart enough to know that I don't know everything.
It's actually a curse for most people that I talk to that are actually like extremely intelligent because there is some sort of like correlation between being that smart and your social intelligence and your
social
cues. Well,
yeah, you lack emotional intelligence.
Yes, I go social because just
socially
like,
awkward.
Like social cues
yeah,
is the
I would
thing,
agree.
Right? Yeah. So there, it's give and take with
oblivious.
Anything, right?
Well, it's tough when you're burdened with knowledge.
Sure. Sherlock Holmes, that's something he had to fight through. Benedict Cumberbatch, I've watched the show. Yeah.
That was a Thanos line, too.
Thanos, yeah.
That's knowing true. Steph, he's so good at everything, he's probably got the highest IQ on the team.
Well, Steve Kerr was wearing a Harvard shirt yesterday, so he might be the smartest one.
Maybe.
Steve Kerr talked about how Jimmy, a guy with another high IQ, morphed this team into a different team.
You know, he just told me, I don't care who guards me, you know, just give me space, give me the ball, I'll make something happen. And that's the beauty of Jimmy. I mean, you guys can see it. Like, we have morphed into a different team. We've got the movement and the flow of Steph, but we've also become, for half the game, a great ISO team. We've never been an ISO team here. There's great advantage to that, to be able to get to the line, to be able to generate offense without, you know, having to fly around and set a million screens. So Jimmy has completely changed everything for us since he's been here, and tonight was a great example of that.
I do miss me some ISO basketball, some just one-on-one, everyone clear out, my guy against your guy. There is something refreshing about that. It is, because I know the ball movement, we all love that, and it's won you four titles. But right now, you need Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler needs you guys. And it's shown these last two games, specifically against the Clippers, and then this game yesterday. Like, I could trust him down the stretch offensively way more than any other player outside of Steph than what? Since the stretch of Andrew Wiggins? Like Jordan Poole, I didn't trust that much. Klay Thompson, post two injuries, I didn't really trust him offensively. He was hit or miss. Like, the trust factor I have with Jimmy Butler as the 1A or 1B now is the most I've had in a Golden State Warriors player since Kevin Durant was here.
Jimmy Butler is one of the most unique players the Warriors have had in a long, long time. I don't know. I really don't know if there's anyone that comes close to him outside of maybe Stackjack or Barron. In this sense, he's better than I think Stackjack. But the point I'm more going at is this: I call him. There are gym players. There are guys in a 5-on-5 with an official in a gym setting are just beautiful, spectacular players. Right? Steph Curry falls in that line. Draymond Green at times can fall into that line. You know, there's a lot of great players like that. Then there are what I call playground players. Junkyard dog, schoolyard players.
We're going book smarts versus street smarts, if you will, right? We're going back to the IQ.
Joe, I went to a private school, and I know that this happens at public schools as well, but we would have a uniform, and we'd have the white polo with the corduroy pants. And every single day, look at Carter's nodding his head.
I did
every
too.
Single day, right, we would be in the schoolyard, and your white polo would be black
from gross. All
the basketball and all the different games that you would play.
Elementary school is kickball, so yeah,
right?
A lot of kickball.
And so there are certain players on the blacktop, whether it's at the park or in the schoolyard, who are just junkyard dogs and are going to score a bucket with six guys draped on them, you know, fouling them, biting them, doing whatever it
biting.
Takes. Not even real basketball. You're not calling fouls. No blood, no foul. Jimmy Butler is one of those guys. It's the only way I can describe him. He is a schoolyard, blacktop park player who is just going to get a bucket around the rim with 50 guys draped on him. He's not going to call foul, even though he gets a lot of foul calls, and he's just going to go up strong through the chest. He's just such a unique player. He's a straight-up junkyard dog offensively, and they haven't had one like that in forever.
Are you a believer now in playoff Jimmy being a thing in Golden State?
Absolutely.
Because for the longest time, we were talking about, oh, playoff Jimmy. We haven't seen playoff Jimmy. Where's he at? We were promised playoff Jimmy. Well, now the play-in / playoffs are here, and he has shown up in these last two games, and they've needed him.
Joe, if you dropped him off, in this analogy, if you dropped him off at school at 7:45 in the morning, okay, in his corduroys, in his white polo, by the time you picked him back up, the entire polo would be filled with mud, and you know, when the blacktop gets all the dirt and everything on, he would be so grimy, he'd have cuts on his face, everything, because he's plowing through people in this schoolyard.
He might be doing that, or he might be playing dominoes and chilling and drinking coffee.
No.
Yeah, he might be. Because he's a conundrum.
You know when like five kids go flying in a ball and they're like, jump ball, jump ball. And the one kid comes ripping it out. And he's literally ripping arms out of the socket. That is the way Jimmy plays playoff basketball.
He zigs when everyone else zags.
I love him.
I'll say that.
I love him.
You know who else loves him? Draymond Green.
Yeah, he's different. He's different. You can just see a whole different intensity level and focus. And, you know, I'm a basketball fan, you know, so I've watched it on TV for years. To see it up close and personal, like, it's a real thing. You know, sometimes you get in the NBA and, like, these guys come get these nicknames and you're like, man, stop it. Like, there's some other nicknames out there. They're not real. That one's real. And I'm happy he on our side.
So we got playoff Jimmy. We also got Jimmy Buckets, which Gary Payton, walking off the court yesterday with NBC Sports Bay Area, was calling him.
What have you discovered about Jimmy Butler in those playoff type moments?
Yeah, it's playoff Jimmy now. Okay, playoff Jimmy Buckets, however you want to do it. He's everywhere. He's leading. He's being vocal and he's yelling, screaming, and getting buckets. So that's what, you know, that's what we wanted, and that's what who's here.
Jimmy Buckets. Playoff Jimmy, whatever the hell you want to call it, Jimmy, like, he's him, as the kids, are we still saying that, he's him?
Well, they call him Himothy.
Himothy.
That's what the kids in 7th grade and 8th grade, they were like, so-and-so's Himothy.
Talking about the role players, though, that's what Larry and SF wants to do after that game, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got about 20 minutes to go here. We're reacting to a massive play-in, the only play-in victory for the Golden State Warriors. It came yesterday, and it came over the Memphis Grizzlies, 121-116. Larry, good morning. How are we feeling about that win?
Yeah, man. All I can say, I've been telling you guys, my man Quentin Post came up, stood up big last night. Three point pointers. He had a 1 point. I mean, he scored, what, 11 points somewhere in there. He had a good block shot, and he intimidated that rookie up there, that big mammoth guy for a center. And another thing, one more thing I want to get clear with you guys. That number 32 was Trey Davis. That's who I was talking about the other day when I was talking about the guy I couldn't think of. But the point I'm making is the Warriors are going to be giving Houston all they can have. The Warriors going to make Houston walk the line. If you're going to talk the talk, make the walk. With that, I'm out.
There's a lot there, Larry, and I appreciate it.
Talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yeah, no, remember, this was the big thing last year when it came to Tari Eason, right? Who's a good player for them, young player.
He's a guy that they're going to have a tough time guarding.
He was, you know, he was chirping last year, and then this is what Draymond did to chirp back when, you know, the Rockets were making their push for the play-in. They didn't end up getting it. The Warriors ended up getting the play-in. And Draymond clapped back.
The Rockets coming out to play.
And we're going
to
keep playing that.
It's so much
We're going to be playing it one more time.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Every single time.
Has Draymond even seen the movie?
The Rockets coming out to play.
Someone needs to ask him.
Well, the way he's saying it makes me feel like he's never seen it.
I don't think he's ever seen it.
Doesn't get the reference at all. Great movie, by the way. The Warriors, they made it into a video game, too. Like, it was Rockstar, the same company that does Grand Theft Auto. They made the Warriors the game.
Yeah, I know, but it would be like somebody like trying to rip off the I Am Your Father, you know, Darth Vader, like, and they've never seen it. Like, I think I'm your dad. I think the test results tell me I'm your dad.
Oh, is that Maury? Yeah. That's like a robot.
That's so funny.
That's like a robot chicken episode. You go to, like, Star Wars. You are not the father. And everyone's doing, like, cartwheels and stuff like that. All time. I love me some Maury Povich. Steven is
I'm
out
more of a
Oakland.
Jerry Springer guy.
R.I.P. Steve, how we feel about that win last night, man?
Hey, man, I just want to say that I'm one of the highest IQ callers you've got.
What's your IQ?
I'm consistently in the 130 range, but I'm going to tell you why. Wow. Number one, accuracy. I called in last week and told you guys we needed to slow it down, and now you got Steve Kerr saying we're running the ISO with Jimmy Butler. Number two, comparative analysis. The reason why I said we needed to slow it down is because when the Warriors were great, we had players like Sean Livingston, Kevin Durant, Jordan Poole, who could get in that ISO and reduce the amount of turnovers from the pass-happy, erratic offense we usually run. Number three, I lack the emotional intelligence because I'm calling here to tell you I told you so, and nobody likes that, but I'm doing it anyway.
The more
you guys listen to me, the more you'll realize how accurate I am. But all three of those things, I'm going to tell you. And the fact that I've been on Quentin Post from the jump.
Wow.
He's the replacement. He's the center that we need. Whatever you guys got to say after that.
Checks in the mail, Steven. Thank you for all this the analysis
you
provided
us. How will they win the next series? Or will they? Like, if that guy's the Gray Sports Almanac, I want to know what's going to happen here. I'd like to win some money.
I wish I had one of those, especially after tax season.
I like all of us. We're all in debt. You know, right. I could use a little bit of cash.
Right. Thank you. Well, can we just, like, bend the rules here? Maybe Prize Picks will help us out. Maybe what's the Prize Picks feature? By the way, real quick, go to DraftKings. I'm seeing it. So Carter saw at Bovada that the Warriors were underdogs. I'm seeing right now they're favorites by 1 point against Houston, 6:40 tip off.
Is this
on
the series
Sunday.
Or the game?
This is the game. Game one, Warriors 1 point favorites. So take that for what it's worth. One point's nothing.
First half Warriors.
Ooh, I kind of like first half Rockets there, but I like Warriors to win the game late. It feels like a late game one victory for Golden State. Real quick, we haven't really touched on it. We kind of have, but not really. A year ago today, the Warriors were also in a play-in game. They were playing the Sacramento Kings. And we all know how it ended. And if you don't, let me give you a refresher real quick. This was a year ago today.
Rebound goes to Sacramento. 10 seconds. All they have to do is get it across half. And the Sacramento Kings, congratulations to Mike Brown and his team. They have won the play-in game 9-10, and they get a trip to the Big Easy. Final score, Sacramento 118, and the Golden State Warriors 94.
I could have done without that memory.
Well, but it's important because this is how it sounded last night. Just, again, a year ago, and how things can change in just 1 year, or just in a couple months, really, but especially 1 year. This is the final call last night.
3.4 to go, and the Warriors will get their first play-in victory. 121-116. Curry hits them both. Steph's got 37. Play-in Butler's got 38. Bane stops. Pump fake. Won't get the shot off in time. And that's it. The Warriors, it's on to Houston. And for the fourth time in the Curry, Draymond Kerr era, the Warriors will play the Houston Rockets in the playoff series. The final score here from Chase Center, Warriors 121, Memphis 116.
What a difference a year makes. It's crazy, right? If I would have told you this time last year that Klay Thompson would no longer be a Warrior, you'd probably believe that, just how things ended last year, but that Jimmy Butler would be a Warrior and you're going to be playing the Houston Rockets in round one, you'd be like, stop. Well, Jimmy Butler's a Warrior? What?
I mean, after having Chris Paul as a Warrior.
Yeah, right.
I guess I should have realized anything is possible.
Anything. Like Kevin Garnett, thank you. But like after flirting with Lauri Markkanens of the world, the Cam Johnsons, right? He had the Dennis Schroeder experiment. All of that.
Dennis Schroeder.
I know. Kyle Anderson, slow-mo.
God, I forgot about
him. DeAnthony Melton. All of that baked into the equation. But you're here now, Warriors fans. You got the Rockets. You're in the offs. Take care of business here, and we'll see where it takes you. We got a lot of calls here to wrap up before we get to Fast
Five.
Let's do it. Let's go to them. Let's start off with Keith in San Jose. What's up, Keith? How we feeling, man?
Hey, guys, man. I appreciate your take on Jimmy Butler being that junkyard dog, but I think it kind of heavily discounts his intelligence. I think he's like an Andre Iguodala on steroids. I mean,
I would agree.
He can get it done offensively. And he is so smart. I mean, you just listen to that guy talk, his emotional intelligence, his buy-in to the team concept, and just knowing how to get things done, knowing where people are, how to set them up, and, you know, even bait guys into fouls. I mean, he is so smart. And
he's such a winning
that credit.
He's a winning player on both ends of the floor all the time. There's not a
Absolutely.
Doubt in my mind. But I'm just
Absolutely.
Saying, style of play, he is a he just plays a physical way this team has failed to play like for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't think he does it blindly. I mean, he knows how.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just set those guys up. And he doesn't just barrel through guys. I mean, he will just pump fake them, work the angles, and he's just so good at that.
No, it's a great point, Keith. And the word I would use to describe both that is he's very calculated. He's a very calculated person in his personal life, on the court, whether he's going to pick and choose his spots. We're talking about playoff Jimmy being a thing. He's calculated during the regular season, too, making sure not to push it too far when he needs to, right? So very calculated game and performance yesterday. And getting to the line, again, pretty insane. He had 18 free throw attempts. If he just makes all his free throws, the Warriors probably don't sweat that one out. He missed six of them. He was very frustrated with himself after the game, too, with not only the turnovers, which he had two, but the missed free throws. He hates both of them.
Turnovers. I hate turning the ball over. Free throws, but turnovers really irk me.
He's not alone in that.
Jan of Mountain View also wants to talk about Jimmy Buckets. Good morning, Jan.
Win.
Hey, Jan, you feel a lot better now? I know you were very upset after that Clippers loss. We feeling a lot better?
Oh, heck yes. And a big shout out to Jimmy. I like how he's so crafty around the rim. And I was telling the producer, I said, I sure as heck hope on these days off that maybe Jimmy can give Draymond and the rest of that team on how not to smoke layups, because we're going to need every point coming down that line with Houston, because they're going to be after us. And I sure as heck hope the others step up to help out Steph, because I'm sure they're going to be face guarding him. And for heaven's sakes, Kerr, bring in Kuminga and let him have a shot or two, and get some now that you're talking about switching to a different style of play, like an ISO. I mean, isn't that what Kuminga's all about? I mean, bring him on and let him shoot the ball. Thank you.
Good call, Jan.
Thank you, Jan. I want to know more about Jan. She needs to come to some of these events that we have at the station, whether it's the Doobie Awards, whether it's the summits. What is Jan in Mountain View like?
She knows ball, that's for darn sure.
Oh, heck yeah, she does. Heck yeah. If you throw that's for Jan to say that, that's her fired up, man. She's all in on this team.
She's pumped.
So is Dave in Fremont. He said he was thinking about you last night, Joe.
Was he?
I wonder why.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Dave?
What up, fellas? Up here in the PNW, it's all doomy and gloomy up here in Portland, but not for this Warriors fan. I was playing the old California Love Dubs remix last night out my window, so that way all the Blazers fans around here can know what it's like to feel playoff-type basketball. I'm not a hater. I just want to call in. That was a great game last night. Kind of unfortunate that Morant went down, just because you never want to have people saying things like, well, you know, if this person didn't go down or that didn't happen, you know, But I thought from start to beginning it was a fantastic basketball game, honestly. I am a little worried about the Warriors not having really a third scoring option, so I agree with the last caller. They're going to need to maybe bring Kuminga in to get some offense against Houston, because the way that they shut down Curry that last game defensively, I don't see why they would do anything but do the exact same thing game one, game two, game three, game four going forward, right? And then lastly, I just wanted to say, Shasky, it was hilarious last night because Kevin Harlan, third way through the third quarter, when the game started getting really close and really tight, I just, out of your voice yesterday going, I just don't want it to get really quiet in that arena. And I was like, Shasky, you called it, man.
It did get quiet. It did.
Yeah, really quiet. You could hear a pin drop, couldn't you?
Like, dude, I'm literally hearing your voice in my head just going, I really hope that, you know, when it gets towards the end, you know, close towards the end of the game, it starts getting tight and it gets, you know, it's going to get quiet in the arena. You know, but to the Warriors fans' credit, one of the things that I miss about the Bay Area the most is talking to all my other Bay Area fans. But, you know, they rose to the occasion as well, too, and kind of gave the team that lift that they needed. So, you guys do a great job. I always say that whenever I call in. I miss you guys, but I'm glad that I get to watch you guys on YouTube and even check in on you guys from out here in the Pacific Northwest. So go Dubs.
Hell yeah.
And love y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. Dave in the Pacific Northwest right there. Doomy and gloomy, as he says, but not here in the Bay.
Heck yes.
Oh, my God.
One more time.
Jan.
Oh, heck yes.
Hey, guys. Should I go get In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
I love that. Is Brock Purdy going to sign a big $60 million a year deal?
Oh, heck yeah.
How important, or is Jonathan Kuminga going to be important in this next series?
Oh, heck yes.
Is Kyle Shanahan going to draft a defensive end in the first round?
Oh, heck yeah.
There you go.
No, I'm not a hater.
How about our Giants?
Hey, Jung-Hoo Lee, baby. Hey, they lost yesterday, though. So
yeah. Oh, heck yes. It is so good.
Justin Verlander, guy, I just was watching his face yesterday. I was like, man, he does look like 42, 43 years old. Joe, you talk about your age all the time. You're the same age as Justin Verlander. You don't look it. He looks like he's 50 out there. I'm just saying. Whatever you're doing, it's working. Maybe it's the yellow polo you're wearing.
Well, I mean, it's that, and it's the.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a yellow polo before.
Well, this is like a pastel-y yellow.
It's yellow.
Yeah, it's more flat. As opposed to bright, and it's called the Jack Nicklaus collection.
Yeah, the Golden Bear. Okay, yes. I'm not mad at that. All right,
I think it's
Peter Millar.
Peter Millar, got it. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
Peter Millar, it's the good stuff.
Yeah,
look at Carter. Carter recognizes a $120 polo from a mile away.
No, that is fancy. I'm more of a Ralph Lauren guy myself, or Lacoste, if you will. Lacoste a little pricier these days.
Yeah, but to golf in, I need the ones that are more like airy. I don't like the cotton.
Okay,
super cottony polos.
When I golf, no, it's a good point. I'm a big sweater guy in the morning, so like I just have a sweater on.
Oh yeah,
and I don't have to wear a polo with it because if it's a nice enough sweater, they don't care. So it just looks nice. And I'm a big beanie guy in the morning. During winter, I'm a big beanie sweater combo guy.
I like that.
Okay.
I would imagine Steiny as a golfer would be like a blade polo kind of a guy. Just rocking the Tiger blade polo.
He's definitely a shorts only guy.
Is he getting a vape pen as he's walking by this?
Hey, don't be snitching.
What's going on over there?
Snitching Shasky's back. Stop.
Steiny's like, for these kind of days.
Jan was hitting that vape pen last night in Mountain View. I'll tell you that.
Oh, heck yeah.
It must be difficult working with a man of such great intelligence as Guru every single day.
Now, I had a... Is it Estimated Eyes, Bad Hungry?
I have no idea, Guru.
On the chat,
mm-hmm.
You know, our place, our friends. Somebody said, Guru, your coworkers probably think your IQ is low.
I can't speak to that.
I took an IQ test on it. I got a 143, so I'll just leave that there.
No one asked.
Why are you laughing?
No, you didn't.
Why would I come up with
that's like...
Right, 143. I love you,
Gil. That's the way, when you said that you grabbed a rim in high school, that's exactly the way I responded. Right,
I touched it. I didn't say I grabbed the rim. I said I touched it, just the tip, okay?
On a ladder?
No, I jumped up.
I mean, give me a
break. Have you ever seen the movie Like Mike? Like, that was me jumping up there, soaring.
Dude, your own high school teammate texted you right after you said that.
No, he wasn't my teammate. It was my friend Casey. Casey Failer, if you're listening, I love you, buddy. He'll have my back. It's all right. Casey's got my back.
No, he'll have the knife in your back.
No, he won't. Hey, no, he would never do that. Be like, hey. I think something. No, you weren't.
Thank God we won because we're smiling today. Could you imagine how angry I'd be?
I would have been smiling anyways. It would have been great content regardless. I would have been fine. You guys would have been freaking out.
You love to have me be miserable.
No, I love content. Chaos is a ladder, Joe Shasky.
I want to be psychologically happy.
Okay.
Why am I not allowed to be happy?
You will be because you know what you would have shifted to? The Giants. They still make you happy, right? You'd have been fine. You didn't talk about Jonathan Kaminga's offseason.
They lost the game yesterday that they, you know, I don't even know if they should have been playing in that kind of wind.
Oh,
it's a joke. That was a joke.
The wind? They should have been playing in the wind now. That's what we're teasing. Doing.
Are you serious?
When I saw, like, everyone was like, completely like, the wind. Have you been to Crocker Park on a Tuesday night? You know how many baseball games I've played on that helicopter pad?
That just shows.
Have you been to West Sunset in the middle of August?
That shows me that they didn't watch the Giants at Candlestick Park, is what that
well,
tells
that
me, too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Come on, like, stop.
Whining about the wind.
Man, big win. They're a playoff team now. We got, like, a minute before we hit Fast Five, but. Real quick, your initial thoughts on this matchup against the Rockets. What is like the first thing you think about, other than the head coach, is like, is it Dylan Brooks? Is it Fred VanVleet? Is it
Amen
Thompson?
What are they going to do to stop Amen Thompson's defense on Curry? How are you going to free him up? That's the first thing. The second thing is you have better get some athletes out there against these guys. You're going to need multiple perimeter players. This is a waves game, meaning there is going to be waves of runs and waves of bricks by Houston because they're not a great shooting team. All right? So I want to see the first game, and then let's adjust from there.
Did that loss last Sunday to them kind of skew a little bit how you felt about them going forward and what they were able to do to Steph?
No, I gained some respect for them. Okay. There's no doubt about that. But I also think that in general, I think we've all been selling them short. That doesn't mean I don't think the Warriors can overcome it and win. I just think the general consensus is we're going to roll through them. And I'm not here for that. I actually think this team is ready to fight back. I think this is going to be a coming of age series for them. Doesn't mean they're going to win. I think we're underestimating how dynamic and how good and how prepared they're going to be.
You know, the thing I'm not underestimating, it's Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, final thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Playing, that exercise the demons. They're gone.
My final thought is this. There was one play in particular that sticks out of my head that cannot happen in a seven-game series. Because if you lose one of these games, like, they were lucky they overcame it yesterday. There's 50 seconds to go in the game. Draymond's got five fouls. He's been teetering on the edge of getting that sixth foul. And Desmond Bane is catching a ball that, as he's almost going out of bounds, almost going toward over and back violation, and Draymond just unnecessarily fouls him for his sixth foul. You've got to be smarter than that. And I understand why you'd want to put pressure on him because he did take a couple of deep threes. I get that, but look at where he's catching that ball. The clock is your friend. You have five fouls. You are the most important defensive player that we have. You cannot get baited into making that foul at that spot in that moment in the game. Now, they were lucky and they overcame it and all that, but I just think over this next series, and he's exhausted. I'm granting him this. I didn't think it was a great Draymond game. He had moments, but he's exhausted. I think Dray mentally and physically and spiritually needs this four-day break because I think he is going to be the one who is going at it at the rim with this athletic team. He needs his body right. He needs his mentals right. We cannot have him fouling out late in games.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Carter, what you got?
He's the X factor in this series for me.
Oh.
I got this morning. I think we've been missing something here.
What are we missing?
We've been saying that length is the Warriors' issue. After last night's game, I'm starting to rethink that. They have a lot of length on that team. And the first half kind of showed to me that it's not really length, it's pace. The Clippers play with a really slow pace. And the Memphis Grizzlies last night tried to run with the Warriors in the first half. And they just had no shot. In the second half, they slowed the pace down, and that's where they found success. So I think if you want a blueprint to beat the Warriors, that's the blueprint. Is you got to slow the game down.
Well, the X factor for me is, and we'll get to it in the coming days, that's where Alperen Şengün for the Rockets comes into play, because he can get his points in the paint, and how physical you're going to be with him if you're Draymond Green, right? That's going to be the big matchup. That's going to tell. That's the tail of the tape right there.
Kari Eason, Jabari Smith, Jalen Green, Amen Thompson. They have got players that are going to be attacking the rim.
Yep. And they're going to be attacking the old guys and try to wear and tear them, 100%. Right? And wear them down.
I think officiating is going to be a big factor in all these games.
Hopefully we get your boy Bill Kennedy on there.
I don't ever want to see that crew again.
Sam, what you got?
That was, the officiating. Holy
was awful.
Smokes last
on both
night.
Sides.
Oh, I mean, I guess they were fair in that sense, but...
that's not fair. That's it. No, that's...
It's just bad.
They were
inept. Just bad.
They were inept.
They were. My final thought is, you know what? It's, quote Jimmy V... Survive in advance. That's what last night was. It was an ugly win. There was a lot of notes we had, but they still won. 4 days to get right, turn things around. Just take one or two in Houston, and we're going to start seeing the Warriors start to be the playoff Warriors again. So that's all you got to do. Survive in advance. Let's move on.
I believe in Steve Kerr. As we're going Batman analogies, I believe in you, Steve Kerr, like Harvey Dent. And no, I'm not calling you Two-Face. I'm not. I believe in the method to the madness. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, we're going to see an extra motivated Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, heck yes.
On Sunday in Houston. That's going to do it for us. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Guru are next. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, IQ of 143.